To say Leah Cuthbert is crafty would be an understatement. Every year, the Prince Rupert Library worker creates meticulous art items using one common idea: books. And Carolina joins us with more. Carolina, who is Leah?
She's a longtime Rupert resident, also a longtime library employee. But for our purposes today, Leah Cuthbert is also a very gifted creator.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Well, for the last decade, Leah has been creating book-inspired art.
It's Doctor Who, and it's got blocks of the TARDIS on it, and then there's blocks that look like a Van Gogh kind of a look, but that's an exploding TARDIS. So I have this, and I've bought a Doctor Who coloring book, adult coloring book, that I'll put with this so that the two things can go. So you can sit under your quilt and watch Doctor Who if you want, or just color Doctor Who, or forget about Doctor Who and just be cuddly under a quilt.
So she's making this gigantic Doctor Who quilt to raise money for the local library this year.
Okay, so why?
Well, every library, as you well know, Robert, struggles to make ends meet, and Prince Rupert is no different. From programming to staffing to keeping their books current, it all takes cash. But 10 years ago, an interesting idea was floated. It's called a novel idea, and basically it's an auction for art projects that are inspired by literature.
Okay, so what makes Leah's work stand out then?
I only heard about Leah Cuthbert recently when Francis Riley pulled out Leah's creation from last year's event to show me.
That's the little couch right there. We've got the china cabinet. And then we've got the old woman, of course, who lives in the shoe. And we've got all her little kids. They're just awesome.
And then there's Leah Cuthbert in her characteristically modest way describing the piece.
Last year, I did the old woman in the shoe, the nursery rhyme. I made the shoe and made it into a dollhouse. And I made a bunch of people and furniture and little tiny books to go in it. And that was a lot of fun. And some years I've made like Miss Marple's knitting bag, and I've knit lace shawls, and I've made dog biscuits. I've done, yeah, a lot of things over the last 10 years. I think out of the 10 years of the auction, I think I have done 9.
Okay, so Leah talks about her past submissions. Besides the Doctor Who quilt, what else does she have in store for this year's auction?
Oh my gosh, Robert, she has so much planned.
Yeah, what I'm up against is I've got a quilt to get quilted. I've got, just kind of over to your right, I've got a bunch of little boxes. I'm making an advent calendar, magnetized advent calendar out of Altoid tins. And there, it's about, generously speaking, maybe 50% done. So it's going to involve a lot of more polymer clay kind of work and that kind of thing. And I've got, which will absolutely be done because the library's got a 3D printer, and William and John at the library have been very industriously keeping that printer going, and they've made chess pieces and they've made checkers, and I gave them a Star Wars chessboard that I had made, and I've got to get the bags done to put the pieces in, so that's kind of a priority.
So, Robert, at this point, you're probably wondering if Leah's going to have any time to sleep with this auction happening on Friday.
No kidding.
I did ask her about that, and she says she's only had to pull off one all-nighter, and that was with last year's auction when she was making the old woman in the shoe.
Oh, all-nighters. Gosh, I remember those. Barely. So with all this care, attention, and time, what does she do it for?
Well, Leah's eyes lit up when I asked her that question. Here's what she told me.
I love to make things, and I love the library, and I like to be challenged. So a lot of times I'm learning a new craft or a new idea and following that down whatever rabbit hole that takes me. But so that's fun. And I just really, love the library, and anything that I can do that can help support the library, I'm all on board. We did a quilt that I got everybody to come in, family and whoever wanted to, and it took 2 days, and we made a quilt, a Dr. Seuss quilt for the auction, and those are the kinds of things that are the most fun for me, because that way everybody gets a piece of the action, you know, and everyone can stand back and enjoy it, you know.
So tonight is the 10th annual A Novel Idea auction. Any other details we should know, Carolina?
Of course, Robert. It's happening at the Leicester Center. The incomparable Michael Gurney is the auctioneer, and the auction gets underway tonight at 7 o'clock.
Once again, the 10th annual Prince Rupert Library Auction, a novel idea. Tonight, the gavel drops at 7 p.m. at the Leicester Center.